News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
What won't have helped spot us the length and breadth of the country is the heavy rain that has fallen overnight, and it is a precursor to an even wetter and windier weekend. Met Éireann have a yellow storm warning out for 7 counties this morning, and is probably going to issue more over the course of the weekend. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather's with us. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Jonathan.
I have to say conditions overnight were really, really bad. Very strong winds coming from the south. Very, very heavy rain and lots of surface water out there this morning.
Yes, a noisy night and a rough morning. Actually gusting to 102 kilometres an hour at Casement Aerodrome in Dublin in the last hour, and many stations gusting over 80 kilometres an hour. So a very bad morning out there, very wet and very windy. Now it will improve slowly through the day, starting off in the west. The winds will ease in the west at first, but it will stay windy in the east up until around lunchtime. And that rain will slowly clear. Good sunny spells following behind us, so that sunshine will follow, but it'll be slow to reach the east.
Yeah, the only challenge is we're kind of caught in a bit of a vortex at the moment, that the jet stream is sending loads of stuff our way, and there's another potentially serious enough storm coming our way Sunday.
Yes, well, the good news is, I suppose, to give people a little bit of good news this morning, is tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be a very bright day. Lots of sunshine, lighter winds, but it is just a precursor to another round of very wet and windy weather. A very noisy night again Saturday night, and a very, very wet and windy Sunday morning. It really is going to be a rough morning again. Strongest of the winds into the west coast, but really strong winds right across the country on Sunday. So, as you say, likely that more weather warnings will be issued for that. So, if you have something to do outside, tomorrow's the day to do it, Jonathan.
Tomorrow's the only day to do it, because you won't get a chance to do it at any other stage. I mean, is there any respite on the horizon, Alan, next week? Is it looking anyway as if we might get settled, calm conditions and a bit of sunshine?
A little bit less rainfall for Monday and Tuesday, but unfortunately, as you say, that jet stream has a lot of low systems in the Atlantic, and it looks like they could start heading back towards us again around the middle of next week and turning cooler again as well, with some northwesterly possibly winds coming in, which could bring a little bit of sleet and snow on high ground, especially into the northwest. So no, but do remember, it is still winter. I know lots of people think it's spring, but from a meteorological point of view, we're still in winter until the 1st of March.
Yeah, every time I see a daffodil, it contradicts that position, but yeah, you're right technically. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, thanks very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.